Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan. Today we'll be learning Shkalim chapter 2, Mishnah 5, and Shkalim chapter 3, Mishnah 1. So the Mishnah begins. Moser Shkalim Chulin. If you have leftover money that you saved up to pay from your half shekel, and after you paid your half shekel you have extra, so that can go to whatever purpose you want. It's Chulin. However, Moser Asiras Ha'efa. If somebody had to bring a tenth of an Efa, for a mincha, it's a type of mincha that's used for a sin offering. If you have to save up for that, and he has leftover, or moser kinei zavin for a zav who had to give the pairs of birds if he had leftover from that collection, or kinei zavos, or if leftover for the zavos, for the female zavots, their pairs of birds if they have leftovers after they bought their birds, v'kinei yolados, or if a woman after childbirth she saved up her extra money for her pairs of birds. V'chataos v'ashamos, and if somebody has leftovers for sin offerings, guilt offerings, mosrein nidavin. All of those cases, the leftover money has to be given as to the chest in the temple, marked nidava, where it's eventually given on the Beit HaMikdash and throughout to the Beit HaMikdash as an ola. And zeh hakal, the Mishnah tells us the general rule, kol shehu ba l'shem chataos l'shem ashama, mosrein nidava. Anything that's brought as a sin offering or as a guilt offering, if there is leftover, it's Moshe Nadava. The leftover goes towards communal, basically a funeral offering as an Ola at the time where perhaps they bring the Olas when for whatever reason the Beit HaMikdash there's no Kabbalah being given at that time. So they use all this extra money to give Olas for a time where there's a lull in the Beit HaMikdash's Kabbalah supply. Now, mission continues. Moser Ola La Ola. If an individual decided to bring an Ola on his own, he collected money, and turns out that he spent the money to buy his only leftovers, he has to save that leftovers to buy another Ola. Moser mincha l'mincha, the same thing, if he collected money to buy a mincha offering for the Beit HaMikdash, and it turns out that after he purchased the mincha offering, he had leftover money, he has to save that other money for another mincha. Moser shlamim l'shlamim, the same thing for a shlamim offering, if he has the leftovers after he purchased it, he has to save the rest for another shlamim. And now the Mishnah says, Moser Pesach l'shlamim. However, if he saved that money to buy his Karban Pesach, the extra money there, he does not save for the following year of Karban Pesach. Rather, that must be given for a voluntary shlamim at some other point in the year. Now, the Mishnah continues with the following. Moser Nazirim Nazirim. Let's say we collected money for a poor Nazir that when his Naziros is done, he has to bring a Karban. We collected money for his Karbanos. Or if it was a general collection for poor Naziros. And at the end, when we purchase all the Karbanos, we realize that we collected more money than we needed for those particular poor Nazirim. So the answer is, what do you do with the leftover money, Nazirim? You save it for next time as poor Nazirim. The same thing, Moser, Nazir, Lindav. However, if a particular, we collected for an individual Nazir, collected for himself, his leftovers must be given to Nidava as a volunteer offering given to the Beit HaMikdash. Moser aniyim l'aniyim. What happens if you collect tzedakah for aniyim? So if you're generally saying, like, we're collecting for aniyim, so then whatever is left over after you pay the aniyim that you had in mind, you have to save it for other aniyim. Moser ani losanim. However, if you collect it for a specific ani, that has to be, whatever his money is given, even more than, if you collect more than you need, you have to give it to him. Moser shvum l'shvum. If you make a collection in general for people who are captives, so if you're able to ransom whatever captives are currently in the community, then whatever is left over must be set aside for, God forbid, you have another opportunity to have to ransom captives. Moser shavai l'oso shavai. However, if you raised money to free a certain captive, whatever, and you raised more than enough, whatever is left over has to be given to him. Moser amesel amesel. Let's say you raise money for people who don't have money to do a funeral. So, if you raise money for funerals, and you paid for all the funerals at that time, whatever is left over, saved up for the next time you have somebody who is unable to bury themselves. Moser hames le'orshav. However, if you raise for a certain mace, a certain dead person, then those funds, after the burial has taken place, goes to his inheritors. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Moser hames le'munach achiyavo Eliyahu. He disagrees and says, no, it doesn't go to his inheritors in that particular case. He raised money for a specific mace. Rather, that money is saved until Eliyahu comes and will tell us what to do with it. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Moshe Ames, Boni Lo Nefesh Al Kibro. No, again, it doesn't go to his relative. Rather, you use it to make a fancier type of monument around his grave to be able to memorialize him properly. That concludes the second chapter, and now we'll continue with the third chapter, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, the Mishnah begins by saying, B'shosha prakim b'shana tormin et halishka. So once the half shekel has come to the Beit HaMikdash, they're all stored in a big room, and we do not actually take the money that we need for the year all at once. We actually break it up. We take money from that big collection three different times. And when are those three times? B'pros HaPesach, so that means 15 days before Pesach. B'pros HaTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, or B'pros HaChag, or 15 days before Sukkot. Those are the three times that we go in and we take the money that's needed for a little while. And the Mishnah says, it happens to be that those three times, besides being three times that we take money, they also hain geranos lemaiser behema. They're also the designated dates for the animal tithes. So what's this? So the general rule is that midoraisa, throughout a particular year, at any point, every time you have a 10 animals, you can designate one as miser. One of the 10 becomes miser. However, the rabbis established that midrabanan, you should do it three specific times. And at this point, the Mishnah is telling us that divrei Rabbi Kiva, that according to Rabbi Kiva, those three times, that you specifically, any animals that were born up to a certain time, you do it 15 days before Pesach, any animals born between then, You do it at Upsal Shavuos, and before, afterwards, you do it a few days, a little bit before Sukkot. That's the time for your tithing your animals. That's according to Rabbi Kiva. Ben Azay disagrees on this point, and he says, no. Be'esrim b'tishav Adar, on the 29th day of Adar, not 15 days before Pesach, but rather on the 29th day of Adar, u'be'echa b'sivan, u'be'esrim b'tisha ba'av. The first part of the machlokas between Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva seems to be almost semantics, because Rabbi Kiva holds the first time where you do the animal tithes is 15 days before Pesach, which is generally speaking the 29th day of Adar. So, however, there is a machlokas in the following case, because sometimes if Adar has 30 days, then Rabbi Kiva would say you do it on the 30th day of Adar, whereas Ben Azai says you always do it on the 29th day of Adar. Ubechar Sivan, and he says you always do it the second time is the first day of Sivan rather than 15 days before Shavuos. Ubeesim Tisha B'Av, and the 29th day of Av rather than 15 days before Sukkot. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon have a third opinion. They say no. It's Be'echad B'Nisan, so it's always on the first, Meiser time is always the first day of Nisan. Be'echad B'Sivan, the second time is always on the first day of Sivan. Be'esim Tishim Be'elo, and the third one is always on the 29th day of Elo. And then the Mishnah went on B'nei Ma'amro Be'esim V'tisha Be'elo. Why did it say on the 29th of Elo Amro Be'echad B'Tishrei, not on the first day of Tishrei? B'nei Shu Yom Tov. And the answer is because the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Tov. And it's actually against the, it's impossible to do Maiso, to take your tithe on Yom Tov. And one of the reasons why you could not do this on Yom Tov is because part of what happens is they would bring the animals, they bring the 10 animals into a pen, and they would have one come out. When they got to the 10th, they would mark it, and this was considered dying, and that's one of the things that are forbidden to do on Yom Tov. So, therefore, the Fikach, therefore, they would not allow you to do it on Rosh Hashanah, but they had to have you do it on the 29th day of Elul. Hope everyone has a great day.